Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vasaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another Independence Day has come and gone. We had been in Michigan for my wife's high school reunion. She asked me to go, and who am I to say no? She comes from a small farming community in the lower peninsula of the state, about 2 hours north of Detroit. While the modern world has certainly arrived in this little village, many things, perhaps the important things, have not changed. Few people have moved away. Many children and great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren have stayed and made lives for themselves. The factory jobs have changed dramatically. Mostly gone are the days when a high school graduate could find a job at one of the big three car makers that would pay a livable wage. With hard work and some smarts, mostly boys but some girls too, could move up the employment ladder, make enough to provide for a modest home, help two or three kids go to college, maybe even have a small cabin on a lake up north, and retire with a pension that allowed the last years of your life to be lived in dignity and without the fear of being a burden on your children. My observation is that unions were mostly responsible for the quality of life that could be lived in a factory environment. These same unions are under attack today as being to blame for all the company's woes. 30, 40, 50 years ago, a CEO made about 5 times the amount the average worker made. Now that number is 400 to 500 times the amount. We have seen since 2008 that the banking system and Wall Street also have had a tremendous impact on the opportunities that are available for the average working family. Wages have been stagnant, and more education or training is needed just to keep up. When I started college, my parents expected that my ability to get a bachelor's or a master's degree would help me realize a better life than they had. This was their dream. They helped me as they could, and I worked through college. I finished with no debt, neither credit card nor student loans. This is difficult to do today, and there is not the assumption that your life will be better. The reunion was interesting in many other ways. We noticed that many of our classmates went to college. You might expect that in a state like Michigan that has a really good higher ed system. Many of the young men went into business and worked at the various automakers, but some farmed like their fathers before them. Some became shop owners, often taking over the family business. One or two went to law school. One woman became a top-level stockbroker way ahead of her time. My wife went into higher education administration as one of the first women deans in the California state system. This small class in this little farming village did quite well for themselves. One amazing story is of a Japanese-American boy who was born here in Northern California, but he was born in an internment camp in Tule Lake. The family lost everything they had, including property, and had to find a sponsor to get out. This young man, whose parents were born in the United States, graduated from college, served in the Navy, got a law degree, and still practices law to this day. So does his daughter. Independence Day is more than a national holiday. We need to remember that we are responsible for making and keeping our own Independence Day. Happy Independence Day. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.